Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word I'll reflect on. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up on a high mountain where they were all alone. And there Jesus was transfigured before them. This is our word for this morning. You may be seated. So by way of a theme, I kind of titled this message, Grace for the Trenches. It's that idea when life gets tough and we need to turn to someone or something, we should be turning to God's grace that's always there for us. It's his mercy and his compassion. Back in the 80s, if you were alive back then, you may remember when ABC hosted the Olympics. There was the start opening lines to ABC Wild World of Sports where they said things like the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And they had this video clip of this guy on a ski jump who catches an edge before he gets to the bottom of the jump, completely wipes out, and he's like spinning as he's down. Do you remember that if you were alive back then? All right. I have no idea if that guy made it or not. But anyway, that's the agony of defeat when life just completely just trips you up and you are spinning out of control. And that's where we go today as we reflect. Where are you? Are you up at the thrill of victory? Has life been going good for you? Because life can be kind of like a roller coaster where we have highs and lows. And where are you? We've had some pretty joyful things around here. The birth of grandchildren or families getting the right to adopt and grow their families. It's a beautiful thing. I know of couples who are eager to get married, and that should be a highlight. And yet, you know, you do these wedding plans, and they're like a frustration at times. And it's just one day in the rest of your lives together. But hopefully it's a highlight. Hopefully you're enjoying that engagement. It should be a good thing. Or what about maybe you're in the valley? Okay, maybe you're in that place in life where things just aren't going all that well, and you need a little bit of encouragement that God is still with you. Maybe it's a diagnosis. Maybe it's an illness that you've been battling. Maybe it's just a job that you can't stand or you've lost, or you've been dealing with the same issues for years and years and years. You're told this is going to happen one day, and one day never comes. Where are you? Are you in the middle somewhere? It's good for us to go back to God's word when we're being bounced around by life because it kind of anchors us. And here we have this account of Jesus taking three of his closest followers, who he did life with them for 3 years, Peter, James, and John. They were great friends, and for 3 years they ministered to one another and just shared life. And Jesus invites them up onto the mountain to see some amazing sight. Now, what's going on here? In Bible times, when people were looking for God, they would look to the hills because that's, in Old Testament times, that's where they met God. Remember the Israelites meeting God at Mount Sinai when he came down in the smoke and the fire and he gave the Old Testament, the Ten Commandments to Moses and all of the law of the Torah? People would look to the hills. Where did you and I go when we look for God? Well, you're here, right? I mean, you come here. You come for a word of encouragement. And it's like what Vicar said last week, where you get this rucksack. He had a cute little backpack, but really it's a rucksack because we are doing battle in this life. And we fill it with God's grace, okay? And then we're encouraged to go out in the world and live in light of that grace. Well, Peter, James, and John, they had this amazing encounter where they're up with Jesus, they're all by themselves, and suddenly they look around and they see two people that they recognize instantly. They had never met them before, but they recognize them instantly. It's Elijah and Moses, two men that already have gone to be with Jesus. You know what that does for me when I see that living men recognize those that have gone before us? It reminds me, you know what? We're going to see and be with our loved ones again. So even when we miss those that are gone, we know that they're okay if they had faith in Jesus. And we're going to see and recognize and do life with them. But here, Peter, James, and John, they see Elijah and Moses, and that's huge. Because what Elijah and Moses start to do is they start to minister to Jesus, who's about to embark down this valley, into this valley, the shadow of death. And they start to encourage Jesus in that ministry where they say, you know, you're going to be able to stay the course and just keep going, and the end is in sight. That's the kind of encouragement that they were giving Jesus, to remind him of why he actually came. For the three on the hill, but really for those that had not been born yet, for you and for me. Those that would come to faith later in life. The disciples got to see this all taking place. They got to see Jesus do some amazing things. Walk on water, feeding the thousands, healing sick, sometimes just by touching their garments, sometimes by a very word at a distance, your faith has made you well. For 3 years, they got to see Jesus work. It's great. They needed that because in a few short hours, they would start to find themselves doubting, wondering, fearful. Is this really God? I don't know that man, one of the closest disciples would say. I mean, these were guys that were doing life with Jesus, and they really still didn't get it after all they had seen. But you know what? The reality is you and I, even though we know the crucifixion story, even though we know the resurrection story, we really don't fully understand it either, right? And we're not going to fully understand Jesus coming down, taking on human flesh, dying for our sins, coming back to life again, going up to heaven. We're not going to fully understand that until we're in his presence in glory. But it's good that you're here this morning. It's good so that you can be encouraged and strengthened in the days ahead. Why? Because you're going to have to go out and face some challenges as soon as church is over. And it's not just because you need to dust off your car for snowfall. It's not because you're fearful that if you misstep, you're going to slip and hit your head in the parking lot. No, you are going to end up being asked to do life with people who are hurting. I mean, just think of the families here in our community. We've had funerals upon funerals where people 52, 53 years old suddenly just gone. And then worse, other things, other young men not here anymore when they should be here. People are hurting. And you and I, strengthened and encouraged by God's grace, we can be a reflection of that love and mercy and compassion. And you know what? You may not know the words to say to somebody when someone is hurting. You may not know what to say. But can I encourage you, just by being present and saying something as simple as, it's good to see you, where that person knows they're not alone, can make all the difference in the world. It's huge. It's good that you're here. It's good that you get to be encouraged and strengthened in your faith. It's good that we get to be reminded that Jesus saw us to completion. He sees the work that was done for him. He allowed himself to do battle with Satan. He allowed himself to become weak. He allowed himself to go to a cross. He allowed himself to die. This is the Son of God. This is God himself. He showed himself to be true. It's God. He did come. And he is here with us right now. God reminds us of this in the spoken word. He says, out of this cloud, this is my Son with whom I love. He says, listen to him. This is Jesus. This is the one who came for you, for me, and for the people beyond these walls. It's good that we're here this morning. It's good. As you go through your peaks and your valleys, as you experience high moments and low moments, may I point you back to the one who has the answers. Lean in on him. Let him speak to you. He knows what your heart needs. And you can be a reflection of that light and that love to people who are out there. The disciples needed to climb a mountain to see that. You and I needed to come here and be reminded of it. We need to be in God's word. Even if it's just a moment, we get to catch his glory. When we have communion, we get to receive it in a beautiful way where he touches our lips with his very presence and strengthens our faith and our soul. But today we get to worship. We get to Be reminded that Jesus is who he said he was. This is your mountaintop. And he's going to send you out into the world, into the valley, where you're going to need his grace for those trenches, those battles. But he's going to be right there with you, strengthening you in the days ahead. Amen? Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and lives in Christ Jesus. Amen.